The New Market Wizards by Jack D. Schwager. Introduction. Mastery without prediction. When you open the New Market Wizards, you realize Jack Schwager isn't interested in academic lectures. He pulls you into the middle of the action through soul-searching conversations with the most successful traders in America. From the first page, he attacks a common myth, the idea that winning in the markets requires psychic clairvoyance or a magical gift for forecasting. What Schwager actually shows is that the divide between elite traders and everyone else is built on ironclad discipline and systematic risk management, not a run of random luck or innate genius. The traders in this book are a diverse group. You have the mechanical crowd, who follow trend-following systems based strictly on price action, and the discretionary minds, who spend their days interpreting market sentiment and macroeconomic data. They trade everything from futures and currencies to stocks and complex options, with time horizons ranging from years to a single afternoon. Yet, they all share a core truth. Success grows from preparation and self-discipline, not the ability to predict. Schwager lets their victories and gut-wrenching setbacks do the talking. He hammers home the reality that the market is an uncontrollable beast. Any attempt to guess its next move is fundamentally flawed. The only variables a trader can truly control are their own decisions and their adherence to the rules when the pressure is on. True mastery lies in how a trader responds to what the market is doing now, rather than wasting energy on what they hope it might do tomorrow. Chapter 1, The Myth of Market Genius. Schwager's first major insight is that extraordinary performance isn't the result of innate genius. Many market geniuses are actually ordinary people who achieved results through sheer patience and total adherence to a process. Intelligence and technical skill play only a minor role compared to discipline. Take Ed Sekota. His success isn't rooted in predicting prices, but in being a robot about following his own system. He executes rules for position sizing and entries without letting emotion interfere. Similarly, Paul Tudor Jones emphasizes psychological insight over prediction. He studies crowd behavior, proving that understanding human psychology combined with disciplined execution far outweighs forecasting accuracy. Your edge isn't knowing what will happen next. It's structuring your behavior so you react perfectly when it does. Chapter 2, Learning from Failure. In this book, failure is the ultimate teacher. Losses aren't shameful. They are pivotal experiences that shape a trader's methodology. They are the scars that make the professional. One trader recalls losing an entire account because of emotional attachment and too much leverage a catastrophe that forced him to implement strict stop-loss rules. Another learned the danger of early overconfidence after initial gains led to reckless trading and painful drawdowns. Schwager emphasizes that losses are data points, not punishments. Every pro experiences them. The difference is that the pros analyze them and move on without letting their emotions get distorted. They treat setbacks as a business cost, understanding that capital preservation is the only thing that creates the opportunity for future profit. Chapter 3, Risk Before Reward. A dominant theme across every interview is that risk control is the foundation of trading. Position sizing and stop-loss discipline are non-negotiable. Many of these wizards risk only 1% of their capital on any single trade, preventing one error from knocking them out of the game. This is the concept of asymmetric risk. You minimize losses at all costs, but allow winners to run as far as possible. The goal isn't to be right every time, but to manage the ratio of gain to loss. Elite traders do not gamble. They structure their exposure deliberately, controlling the controllable their own risk while navigating an unpredictable environment. Chapter 4, Psychology, the Invisible Battlefield. Beyond the math lies a psychological war. Fear, greed, and ego are constantly working to sabotage decisions. Elite traders win because they have mastered themselves. This emotional control is a learned skill, separating the professionals from the amateurs who wash out. Successful pros respond to high-pressure volatility by detaching their ego from the outcome of a trade. They view losses as a normal, probabilistic part of the market. This detachment gives them the strength to follow their plan without being swayed by the gut punch of fear or the pull of greed. Trader profiles and philosophies. Chapter 5, Richard Dennis and the Turtle Experiment. Richard Dennis, the Prince of the Pit, believed trading skill could be taught to anyone. To prove it, he recruited the turtle traders, people with zero experience, and showed the world they could get extraordinary results through a systematic trend-following methodology. His approach was built on trend identification, cutting losses quickly, and letting winners run. Most importantly, he insisted on position sizing discipline. The turtle experiment proved that success is reproducible when you apply structured rules consistently. It shows that excellence is procedural. Even a novice can beat the market if they stay disciplined enough to execute a proven system over their own intuition. Chapter 6, William Eckhart, the Mathematical Mind. William Eckhart, Dennis's partner, represents the mathematical side of the game. His success is built on rigorous statistical analysis and probability-based thinking. While Dennis might have used straightforward rules, Eckhart quantifies risk and optimizes every entry based on statistical odds. He proves that there are multiple paths to the top, whether through mechanical systems or discretionary judgment, but the constants of discipline and emotional control never change. The market doesn't reward a specific style. It rewards consistency. Chapter 7, Ed Seikota, Systems Over Ego. Ed Seikota is the living example of total discipline. His edge doesn't come from a genius ability to see the future, but from a total commitment to his system. He doesn't try to be right or guess the price. He puts all his trust in his risk parameters. Seikota emphasizes removing personal opinions from the process. By observing price action objectively, he lets the market dictate the move. His narrative is a powerful reminder that brilliant insights are secondary to procedural rigor. Long-term success is built on the boring work of consistent execution. Chapter 8, Paul Tudor Jones, Psychological Insight. Paul Tudor Jones combines trend observation with a deep understanding of human behavior while he looks at macroeconomic data. His real edge is reading the crowd and anticipating when market sentiment is about to shift. His story reinforces that markets are driven by emotion rather than logic. Traders who can read the psychology of others gain a massive advantage, but that insight only works when combined with a strict adherence to risk management rules. Chapter 9, Tom Baldwin, Discretionary Currency Trading. Tom Baldwin thrived in currency trading using a style more discretionary than mechanical. He relied on pattern recognition and a sense of market sentiment sharpened over the years. Baldwin's success shows that human observation can still find an edge against algorithms, but even he lives by non-negotiable rules. He uses strict stop losses to protect capital against sudden reversals. Even for a gut trader, risk discipline is the absolute anchor. Chapter 10, Mark Weinstein, Creativity Within Structure. Mark Weinstein, an options trader, thrives on unconventional strategies. He proves there is room for innovation and creativity in trading, but only if it is wrapped in discipline. Every potential loss he takes is predefined and monitored. He evaluates trades based on the payoff versus the risk, maintaining total emotional detachment. Even his most artistic strategies are executed without letting overconfidence get in the way of the risk framework. Chapter 11, Common Traits of Elite Traders. When you pull back the curtain, the habits of elite traders are revealed. Success isn't flashy, it's methodical and patient. These pros are running a business where capital preservation is the priority. They are masters at cutting losses quickly to keep mistakes from blowing up into career-ending drawdowns. They have the discipline to let winners run and choose consistency over occasional flashes of brilliance. They use deep self-awareness to kill off the fear and greed that destroy amateurs. Winning strategies must be sustainable and applied with total consistency for the long haul. Chapter 12, Journaling and Self-Awareness. Every elite trader Schwager sat down with had one thing in common. They kept an incredibly detailed trade journal. It's not just boring paperwork. It's a survival tool. It's the only way to catch yourself making the same mistakes over and over. By tracking their choices in real time, these guys build the kind of self-knowledge that lets them keep their head when the market goes sideways. This reflection helps them spot the stuff that kills accounts, like cognitive biases or that sudden, desperate urge to revenge trade after a big loss. Schwager is blunt about it. If you aren't reflecting, you're just winging it and you're going to get swallowed whole by your own emotions. At the end of the day, a journal is what turns a mess of wins and losses into an actual professional skill. Chapter 13, Luck and Probability. Schwager doesn't ignore luck. He's honest about the fact that chance plays a role, but he shows that the winners build systems, so the math works for them over the long haul. They go into every trade knowing losing streaks are just part of the game. A disciplined trader treats those streaks as noise rather than a personal failure. If you rely on luck or a gut feeling without a plan, you're on a fast track to ruin. Only a rigorously tested method, applied with total consistency, keeps you on top for decades. Chapter 14, Thriving Under Pressure. You don't measure a trader's skill when the water is calm. The real test is staying consistent when volatility is screaming. The top pros treat pressure like a normal day at the office, not a threat to their sanity. During the 87 crash, while others were panicking and tossing their rules out the window, the pros stayed grounded. They hit their stops, scaled into new trends, and didn't budge on position sizing. They don't waste time trying to predict a crisis. They build systems robust enough to survive one. Chapter 15, Emotional Discipline. In every major market blow-up, emotional mastery is what separates the guys who walk away with cash from the guys who lose their shirts. Fear and greed are always lurking, but elite traders know how to detach. They use specific tricks like hard risk limits that shut a trade down automatically so their emotions can't hijack the decision. They even do mental rehearsals, visualizing the worst-case scenarios before they happen. If you can't separate your ego from your results, you'll end up revenge trading and making career-ending mistakes. Chapter 16, Extreme Market Events. The wizards don't try to predict black swan events. They just build systems tough enough to survive them. They use strict stop losses to keep small losses from turning into disasters. They stay diversified across different markets, so one blow up can't wipe them out. While famous fund managers got slaughtered during the 1998 LTCM collapse because of too much leverage the guys with strict risk controls actually made money off the panic. It's structural preparedness, not guessing the next disaster, that keeps you in the game. Chapter 17, the decision-making process. Elite decision-making is usually fast and simple, more like the instincts of a pro athlete than a scientist. These guys don't drown in data. They focus on a few critical signals that actually move the needle. They execute based on odds, not certainty. Whether they are discretionary traders using pattern recognition or quants using models, they agree on one thing. If you wait for perfect info, you'll be paralyzed. It's disciplined intuition, acting decisively because you have a solid structure to lean on. Chapter 18, Systems versus Crutches. A trading system is a tool, not a crutch. It's there to give you a structure and protect you from the emotional screw-ups that wipe out accounts. But it still needs an engaged human behind it. A mechanical system stops decision fatigue, while a discretionary approach needs rock-solid rules to manage risk. The best guys often use a mix of both. A system is useless if you don't have the discipline to follow it, and discipline won't save you if your system is garbage. Chapter 19, Continuous Learning. The pros treat the market like a laboratory. Every move is documented and analyzed, creating a feedback loop that sharpens their process. They use journals to capture their reasoning, not just the numbers. This is how they spot behavioral weaknesses, like getting a big head after a win. They don't fear their losses. They measure them and bake those lessons back into the daily grind. This habit of looking in the mirror is what separates a pro from someone just winging it on a lucky break. Chapter 20, Art and Science. Success is a mix of science, art, and psychology. Science is the cold application of risk and probability. The art is the judgment to adapt when the market gets weird. And the psychology is the emotional mastery to stay patient. Amateurs spend all their time chasing flashy patterns and ignoring risk. The wizards integrate all three into a framework that stays resilient for decades. Chapter 21, The Takeaways. Pulling it all together, the lessons are simple. Control your risk before you look for a reward. Follow your system with ironclad discipline. Detach your ego from the trade. It's just a game of probabilities. Learn from every failure and document everything. Long-term success isn't flashy. It's about being methodical, patient, and completely invisible to the crowd. Strategy, multi-market lessons, and trading philosophy. Chapter 22, Trend Following versus Discretionary Strategies. Schwager also spends some time highlighting the big debate between mechanical trend-following systems and the more discretionary trading styles. Both of these paths have created some of the best traders in history, but their philosophies are worlds apart. The trend followers focus on catching big, sustained moves across multiple markets. They use rules that dictate exactly when to enter, when to exit, and how much to risk, and they rely on patience to let those profits grow over long time horizons. Then you have the discretionary traders who rely much more on their own judgment and pattern recognition. They have the flexibility to adapt when the market gets weird, but their success hangs entirely on their emotional control and their experience. Schwager hammers home the point that the edge isn't in the method itself, but in the trader's ability to actually stick to it when the heat is on. A discretionary trader who lacks discipline is just as screwed as a mechanical system that is followed inconsistently. Chapter 23, Multi-Market Case Studies, continued. The point Schwager really hammers home here is that these pros aren't just stock guys or currency guys. They operate across futures, options, and equities because they know the core rules of the game don't change just because the ticker symbol does. They take that same risk-first mentality into commodities or forex and get the same results because it's their discipline, not the specific market, that's doing the heavy lifting. Sure, they might tweak a rule here or there to account for how liquid a market is or how much it swings, but the foundation stays exactly the same. They also use this multi-market approach for diversification. By spreading their bets, they aren't relying on one single trend to make their year. It lets them catch opportunities wherever they pop up while making sure a sudden crash in one sector doesn't take down their entire net worth. It's proof that once you master the mental and procedural side of trading, you can take that skill almost anywhere. Chapter 24, The Philosophy of Risk-Reward Asymmetry. One of the biggest themes in the whole book is this idea of asymmetric risk-reward. The elite traders aren't out there looking for a fair fight. They want opportunities where the potential profit is way bigger than the potential loss, and they want to be able to control that loss. They live by the small losses, large gains mantra. They're quick to kill a losing trade before it can do real damage, but they have the stomach to let their winners compound and run. They aren't looking for certainty because they know that's a LISO. They make their moves based on whether the odds are stacked in their favor. This also comes down to their position sizing. They only bet big when they have high confidence and the account can handle it, never being reckless. Schwager shows that this asymmetry isn't some happy accident. It's a structured, planned, and repeatable part of their business that forms the backbone of how they stay profitable year after year. The traders who ignore this are usually the ones chasing big wins and ending up with even bigger losses. Chapter 25, Real-World Examples of Persistence. These stories are in the book to show that success is usually just a slow, boring accumulation of disciplined persistence. You look at Ed Seikoda and how he compounded gains over decades. It's a masterclass in how a tiny, consistent edge can turn into a massive fortune if you just apply it over and over. Then you've got Paul Tudor Jones and his macro calls, showing that if you can read human behavior and stay structured, you can win even when the world is upside down. And of course, the turtle traders proved that even people with zero experience can beat the pros if they stick to the rules. All of this is Schwager's way of saying that trading isn't some mystery for geniuses or a game for the lucky. It's about the patience to navigate the mess with a system you trust. Chapter 26, Mindset and Emotional Mastery. The book keeps circling back to the trader's mindset as the ultimate thing that makes or breaks you. You can have the best system in the world, but it's useless if your head isn't right. The pros talk about patience, the kind of patience where you're fine with doing nothing and just waiting for the right setup, because that's often more profitable than forcing a trade just to feel busy. Then there's humility, which is just the ability to accept that losses are part of the process and not some personal insult to your intelligence. They also stay laser-focused on the few variables that actually move the needle while ignoring all the noise and talking heads. Most importantly, they have the discipline to follow their rules even when their ego is screaming at them to deviate because of some short-term fear or greed. These guys aren't born with this. They describe it as a skill they learned through years of grinding, journaling, and looking at their own reflections. Being able to stay composed when you're in a drawdown or when the market throws a curveball is what separates the lifelong professionals from the amateurs. Chapter 27, Journaling, Reflection, and Continuous Improvement. Journaling shows up again here as the foundational practice that ties everything together. It's not just about record keeping. It's about having a documented history of your own mind. By recording every trade, the rationale, the size, the outcome, and even how they felt they can analyze their patterns of success and failure. This is how they spot their own cognitive biases or the emotional triggers that lead to mistakes. It's also how they refine their systems. They can adapt to a changing market without abandoning their core principles because they have the data to back up their decisions. Schwager points out that this kind of reflection is what transforms a mistake into a lesson you can actually use. It reinforces the idea that if you aren't constantly learning and looking for ways to improve, you won't survive the long haul. Chapter 28, Common Misconceptions in Trading. Throughout the book, Schwager takes a hammer to the persistent myths that tend to lead traders to ruin. He's very clear that market genius is overrated. Success is rarely about having some 200 IQ. It's about having the discipline to execute. He also kills the idea that prediction is the key. The winners succeed by responding to what's happening, not by being right about a forecast. Then there's the myth of luck is temporary. And while it might help you in a single trade, only a systematic process is going to keep you profitable over the years. Finally, he addresses the fact that emotions must be managed because impulsive trading will undermine even the most brilliant strategy. By dispelling these myths, Schwager reinforces the reality that trading is a procedural, disciplined, and psychologically grounded business, not a test of your intuition or your fortune. Chapter 29, Final Lessons from Market Wizards. As the book begins to wrap up, Schwager synthesizes everything into a final set of insights. It's a multidimensional look at success. Process over prediction means your rules matter more than your guesses. Discipline over ego means detachment is what keeps you consistent. Risk management as a primary goal means you protect your capital before you ever go looking for returns. He also emphasizes that long-term performance comes from patience and persistence, not flashy moves. And of course, continuous reflection and learning is what turn experience into actual expertise. He isn't just giving you a list of rules. He's showing you a way of life in the markets that is built on reality instead of illusions. Synthesis, actionable insights, and the trader's path. Chapter 30, Integrating Lessons Across Traders. Schwager concludes by weaving together all the common threads he found across every single interview. Despite all the different markets, styles, and personalities, the universal principles never changed. Discipline is the foundation. Every trader, whether they were using a computer or their own judgment, said that sticking to their own rules was the key. Risk management is paramount because survival has to come before profitability. And emotional mastery is what separates the pros from the crowd, because neutralized fear and greed allow for a structured approach. He shows that while the strategies might be different, the psychology of success is exactly the same across the board. Chapter 31, Actionable Framework for Traders. Schwager turns all these insights into a practical guide for the reader. He tells you to define your risk clearly and determine the maximum you're willing to lose per trade, often just 1% or 2%. You have to develop or choose a system with explicit rules for entries and exits. You must detach your ego and accept losses as part of the game. You have to document every trade because journals are non-negotiable. You need to reflect and adjust without making impulsive changes to your system. And you have to maintain patience, only trading when your criteria are actually met. It's a framework built on favorable odds and disciplined execution, not on certainty or luck. Chapter 32, The Trader's Mindset. Throughout every conversation in the book, Schwager keeps coming back to the idea that your mindset is the ultimate factor that decides if you win or lose. It's not just about having a high IQ. It's about having the patience and composure to stay out of the trap of constant action. You have to be able to sit on your hands and let the trends reveal themselves rather than trying to force something to happen. Then there's humility. You have to recognize your own limitations and accept that losses are just a part of a probabilistic game, not a personal failure. A pro stays focused on the things they can actually control, like their position sizing and their risk, rather than worrying about what the market is going to do next. Success requires a kind of persistent consistency where you apply your principles over and over, even when you're in a drawdown or the market is just stagnant. This mindset is what creates the environment where a structured system can actually do its job. Chapter 33: Lessons from Extreme Situations. Market crises are really the ultimate test of a trader's skill, and Schwager looks at scenarios like Black Monday, the LTCM collapse, and sudden geopolitical shocks to see who survived. The big lesson here is that structure beats foresight every single time. The elite traders don't survive because they predicted the shock. They survive because their rules were robust enough to handle the unexpected. Having automated discipline is a lifesaver because it removes the hesitation and the fear that usually frees people up when chaos hits. These traders are also capable of opportunistic adaptation, meaning they can stay flexible within their discipline framework to actually capitalize on the extreme movements that ruin everyone else. It shows that professional traders actually thrive on uncertainty because they've prepared for it, while the amateurs are the ones who get paralyzed by their own ego. Chapter 34: Psychological Resilience. Schwager makes it clear that psychological resilience isn't just something you're born with. It's a skill that you have to hone over time. It's a muscle that gets stronger as you practice emotional control and reinforce it through experience. The pros use techniques like mental rehearsal, where they actually visualize their drawdowns before they happen, so the shock is gone when the red numbers show up. They also use their journals to build a deep awareness of their own cognitive biases. By focusing on the process rather than the daily outcome, they reduce the emotional interference that causes most people to screw up. This resilience is what lets them execute their systems with total consistency, even when the market is behaving in ways that feel completely unpredictable. Chapter 35: The Interplay of Systems and Experience. While having a system is what gives you a structure to lean on, Schwager finds that your experience is what lets you interpret and refine that system over time. Mechanical traders might rely on statistical or algorithmic rules to keep them in check, while discretionary traders lean more on their judgment. But both of them only succeed if they have their risk strictly controlled. You need a stable psychological base to make either approach work. In the end, the most successful traders are the ones who can integrate a structured methodology with their own reflective experience. This allows them to make adaptive decisions without ever having to compromise on their core discipline. It's not an either-or situation. It's about having the rules and the experience to know when and how to apply them. Chapter 36: The Legacy of the Market Wizards. As the book reaches its final chapters, it reinforces the profound truth that trading mastery is procedural, disciplined, and deeply psychological. The market wizards aren't geniuses in the way most people think. They are just individuals who have learned to accept losses as a part of the game. They follow their rules with a level of discipline that most people can't imagine, and they maintain a sense of emotional detachment that keeps them from making stupid mistakes. Most importantly, they never stop reflecting and learning from their own history. Schwager emphasizes that this whole framework is something that you can emulate if you're willing to put in the work. Mastery isn't about luck or having a secret tip. It's about disciplined practice and risk awareness. Chapter 37, Final Synthesis. The big, overarching message that ties the new market wizards together is that trading mastery is entirely procedural, disciplined, and deeply psychological. If you look at the wizards Schwager interviewed, they aren't some kind of untouchable geniuses. They are just people who have figured out how to operate in a world of total uncertainty. The final synthesis of everything they taught can be boiled down to a few hard truths. Markets are fundamentally uncertain. Because of that, trying to predict the future is a dead end. Success comes from how you respond in the present, not how well you guess what's coming next. Survival is the first job. You have to control your risk and protect your capital at all costs. If you can't stay in the game, you can't win, so maximizing short-term gains is never as important as staying alive. Discipline is the engine. Raw intelligence and gut instinct are great, but they will fail you without a consistent process. The market rewards the traders who can follow their rules even when it's hard. Master your emotions. Fear, greed, and overconfidence are the enemies. The only way to win is to neutralize them through structure and a deep sense of self-awareness. Reflect and evolve. You have to learn from every failure. Keeping a journal and analyzing your mistakes is what actually transforms your experience into a real professional skill. Schwager's final provocation to the reader is that trading isn't a mystery, and it isn't a game of luck. It's a job of responding correctly to what the market is doing right now. By embracing this procedural approach, you stop chasing illusions and you start building a career on the disciplined, patient pursuit of excellence. Closing thoughts, mastery, discipline, and the trader's path. The New Market Wizards is more than a collection of interviews. It is a roadmap for understanding what separates ordinary traders from exceptional ones. Jack Schwager's genius lies in allowing the traders' voices to illustrate timeless lessons rather than preaching theory or abstract rules. The book leaves readers with a clear, inescapable insight. Market success is procedural, disciplined, and deeply psychological. From Seikoda's mechanical rigor to Paul Tudor Jones' discretionary intuition, from Richard Dennis' structured turtle system to countless other profile traders, the consistent theme emerges. No method works without unwavering discipline and emotional control. Knowledge, intelligence, and cleverness are secondary to the consistent application of rules, effective risk management, and composure under pressure. The book repeatedly demonstrates that losses are data, not punishment. Each trader profiled experienced drawdowns, mistakes, and failures, but these setbacks were converted into learning opportunities. What distinguished the elite was their ability to survive, reflect, adapt, and persist, turning process into mastery. Schwager emphasizes that it is not the avoidance of losses, but the disciplined management of them that ensures longevity in the markets. Equally important is the understanding that trading is not about predicting the future, but responding effectively to what unfolds in the present. Markets are unpredictable. Trends emerge and fade. Volatility rises and falls. The edge is created not through clairvoyance, but through preparation, structured decision-making, and emotional resilience. Traders succeed by aligning themselves with market reality rather than chasing illusions of certainty or instant success. Finally, the book underscores that mastery is cumulative. There is no instant formula. Success is built over years of disciplined practice, careful journaling, reflection, and iterative improvement. The market wizards are not gods. They are ordinary individuals who chose to practice extraordinary discipline. Schwager's work inspires readers to do the same, to adopt a framework of risk control, psychological self-mastery, and patient execution, understanding that sustainable profitability is earned, not discovered. In the end, The New Market Wizards is a meditation on what it truly means to be a trader. It strips away myths of genius, luck, and prediction, replacing them with principles grounded in reality. Discipline, patience, reflection, and risk management. For anyone seeking not just to trade, but to understand the mental and procedural architecture of lasting market success, this book is a masterclass in aligning human behavior with the inherent uncertainty of financial markets. The closing provocation is simple yet profound. Mastery is not knowing what will happen next. It is having the discipline, composure, and structure to act correctly when the present becomes clear. Those who embrace this mindset do not chase illusions. They build a career and perhaps a life on the disciplined, patient pursuit of excellence.